Facebook announced that they're creating a new live streaming service like Periscope and Meerkat, but this one is only for celebrities, as well it should be. Nobody needs to see me eating my lunch. Facebook says that starting today, public figures can share live video from Facebook Mentions, the app that makes it easy for athletes, musicians, politicians, and other influencers to talk with their fans and each other. The service is called Live, and The Rock and Serena Williams have already recorded themselves eating lunch today. If you didn't catch it live, it's up there on Facebook forever. Social networking site Reddit has banned some of its most offensive racist communities. Ellen Pao's successor, CEO Steve Huffman, posted a content policy update today on Reddit. The change was proposed in July and includes a series of bans, including r/Coontown, one of the most hateful white supremacist subreddits. This marks a sea change at Reddit, the company that's been known for avoiding bans on hate communities on the grounds that they had not violated any of the site's official rules. Yesterday, we told you that Netflix had announced a year-long paternity and maternity leave policy where employees could come back when they wanted, part-time or full-time, and still get paid for an entire year. This policy amazes me. I guess a lot has changed since 12 years ago when I took my first maternity leave. I'm looking at you, Tech TV, who would not let me come back part-time. Today, Microsoft released a statement that they'd also be aligning their benefits policies with their culture. The official Microsoft blog says that U.S. employees are now eligible for 12 weeks of parental leave, paid at 100% for all mothers and fathers of new children. For birth mothers, this is in addition to the 8 weeks of maternity disability leave they currently receive, paid at 100%. Do you want Target to know exactly where you are in their store at all times? Pretty creepy, right? What if they could push coupons to you based on what you've previously purchased and show you exactly where that item is in the store so you don't have to waste time searching around for it? Like most new technology that tracks us, I care a little less about how creepy it is if it saves me time and money. On their corporate blog today, Target announced that they're testing beacon technology in 50 locations in the U.S. Now, beacons are small Bluetooth-enabled devices placed in various locations around stores. Beacons transmit signals to your smartphone, and when you're opted in, they deliver ads, coupons, and other content. Right now, this creepy but super useful technology is available only to iPhone users, but Android support is on the way. If you've been considering whether or not it's legal to shoot your neighbor's drone out of the sky if it hovers over your backyard, please stop. There is a better way. The Stack reports that scientists at the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology have proven that noise can knock drones out of the air in mid-flight. No, you cannot just scream loud at them unless your voice is very, very loud. According to the report entitled Rocking Drones with Intentional Sound Noise on Gyroscopic Sensors, the sound must match the natural resonant frequency of the drone's gyroscope, resulting in erroneous flight outputs. Scientists use a small commercially available speaker that they controlled from a remote laptop. When they played the correct frequency, the drone would fall to the ground. If you're the guy flying your drone over your neighbor's yard and worried about him messing with it, the Stack says you could insulate the gyroscope using a good casing, shielding, or foam. Let the battle begin.